The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Well, now we're going to continue our series Boxed with the host of Screen Time, John Fardy. And this morning it's all about Bad Sisters. John, good morning.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
Now, I'm very well, but I have not been watching Bad Sisters. Should I?
Yes, definitely. I was. Birdie told me you were going to do some homework and watch a few of them. Has that not happened, Pat?
Not yet. No time.
Okay, not to worry. Well, because it's you, we'll make an exception. You definitely should. And we're breaking convention here because usually, I think this is the first time we've ever brought a show in box that's still actually on. But this is how good it's it. This is a 10-parter, and people who've been watching it weekly on Apple TV are up to episode 8. This Friday is 9, and then the final one is the following Friday, the 14th of October. And people can't wait. I'm very lucky. I got to see all 10 of them when it first came out. Obviously, I was sworn to secrecy. Sharon Horgan, who is, you know, I was going to say she's Ireland's Phoebe Waller-Bridge, but maybe we should say Phoebe Waller-Bridge is England's Sharon Horgan, because maybe Sharon Horgan has done more service to TV, I would suggest. Sharon Horgan has given us great shows like Catastrophe, Pulling, and in this, she brings her trademark writing skills and her sense of comedy and heart as well. It centers on five sisters, the Garveys, who all live in what appears to be kind of Malahide, or it's certainly a north side Dublin coastal setting. And they're an incredibly close gaggle of sisters, and they all have very different personalities. And as Tolstoy says, each family is tragic in its own unique way, and they certainly are. Their mother died very young, and Sharon Horgan kind of became the matriarch of the family. And they're all muddling through their lives. But one of the sisters, Ursula, is played by Eva Birthistle, is retreating a bit and she's being lost because she's married to this horrific character, John Paul, who's euphemistically called the prick in the series, if I'm allowed to say that. And he's played devastatingly well by the Danish actor Klaus Bang, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. And he's horrible. He's just one of these passive-aggressive human beings to everyone. And we have to tread carefully here, as Sharon Horgan has said, because he's not physically assaulting his wife, but he's involved in a low-level abuse of her emotionally, and her life is becoming miserable. Now, that sounds heavy stuff, and it is in some ways, but it's also incredibly funny, hilariously funny. It's based on a Belgian series called The Clan. Now, it's taken a lot of differences from that, but that's the same idea. And the basic premise, and this is a wonderful way to start a TV show, is it begins with the aforementioned John Paul, aka the prick, dead. So we know from the
we start, know where it's going.
He's dead, but we don't know who killed him. And I'm not going to give any spoilers, but from episode one, there is supposition that it may be the sisters, but it may be lots of other people as well. So it's really clever.
You have a couple of clips. Will you introduce the first?
Sure. Now, this is the five sisters chatting, and they're talking about how Eva's sex life has somewhat gone down the toilet. And I just think this encapsulates all that's good about Bad Sisters.
Do you think it's me? Grace, no. Not in your worst week. It's him. Of course it's him.
Thing is, I still look at him and I still think he's bloody gorgeous. Maybe that's just marriage.
I wouldn't say as much as that.
So you and Donald still have sex?
I keep my hand in.
Oh my God, it is me. Grace! You're a natural born feckin' ride. Of course it's his fault. You wanna have sex? Him who's gone rancid.
It's always the fella's fault. Yeah. Now tell me about the other sisters and who plays.
Yeah, well, we heard at the very end there describing John Paul as rancid, Eve Hewson, who plays Becca. And, you know, Eve Hewson is brilliant in this. And I think, you know, and here am I doing it, and I hate doing it, but for a long time she's been described as Bono's daughter. And she is so not that anymore. Of course she still is, by matter of law. But she has become such a wonderful actress. And I think this is one of the best things I've seen her in. She's so good as playing the kind of youngest sister, who's a bit of a tearaway, but have everyone's best interests at heart. You also have Ursula, who I mentioned, played by Aoife Burth Thistle. You have the kind of sweet-faced Grace, played by Anne-Marie Duff. And then you also have Sarah Green's character, the remaining sister. And Aoife, of course, is played by Sharon Horgan. And they're great as the five sisters. They're all Irish, more or less. And you know, maybe it's old-fashioned of me to say it, but there's something great about an Irish TV show set in Ireland that has largely Irish actors. To me, it's the best way to do it. Now, there's two men in it who feature reasonably largely, and that's Brian Gleeson, I should say, and Daryl McCormack. And they're playing two brothers who are insurance investigators. And they're not great at their jobs, but they're smelling something of a rat with John Paul's insurance case. So if I could give you the second clip, here they are traveling to the funeral, hoping that they're going to, you know, be able to shake them down at the funeral for some inside information.
Why do I have to wear a smart jacket anyway?
We're going to Williams's funeral.
What? No way. Hey, you can drop me to the pub. I'm not doing that.
That family have came four times in the last year. One year. Something isn't adding up. We're not paying out if it's not all above board.
But what are we going to do about it? I mean, they're not claiming for a cracked windscreen. He's been dead. It's only void for suicide or what you call it, malicious intent.
And then we find malicious intent.
Under what circumstances? What are you doing?
I'm grabbing the folder.
Do you want someone who isn't driving to grab it for you?
Yes.
Yeah.
I got the police report.
So the police are investigating it?
Well, no, look, nothing suspicious was found, but look at the photo.
Jesus.
Strange way to meet your end, no? The family will have their guard down today. All we need to do is observe and listen. Who knows if there's foul play here, but if there is, the culprit usually shows up at the funeral.
All right, Columbo.
All right, Columbo. Anyway, it's a comedy, but there is a mystery to be solved and, 10 episodes to get there.
Yeah, and brilliantly, brilliantly getting there. You will love every moment of it when you start. I just want to say, sorry, the sister who's at the center of it in terms of her life falling apart, being married to John Paul, is Grace. She's played by Anne-Marie Duff. And Aoife Burth Thistle plays another sister, Ursula. I know your eagle-eared listeners will be texting in to correct me about that. But Pat, Apple TV, I really think you will like this. It's one of the best things I've seen all year.
Finally, John, screen time this week.
Yes, there's a great new movie starting next week called Emily, all about Emily Bronte and writing Wuthering Heights. So I'm talking to the director of that, I'm talking to the lead actress in that, Emma Mackey, who's brilliant in it. We're reviewing some of the new releases, including Amsterdam. And I'm marking Henry McKean's 20th year on News Talk by talking to him about his favourite movie.
Well, Screen Time is on air Saturday 6 to 7, available as a podcast Fridays from 5. John Fardy, thank you very much.
Thanks a million.
And that, what we were talking about, that series is called Bad Sisters. Highly recommended.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.